Brendan, what did you say to Callum after he was drafted?
To who, sorry?
Sorry, what did you say to Callum after he was drafted? Just encouraged him?
Callum?
Oh, sorry. Charlie. Sorry.
Oh, listen, I've known the family for a long time and coached Ed way back at Box Hill days, so they're a terrific family. Charlie's a terrific person who's made a mistake. We want him to just get into the footy club, roll his sleeves up and work really hard.
Did it put some doubts in your mind over the last 4 or 5 days?
Listen, no doubt at all, because it, as I've just mentioned, a quality family and a quality person who made a mistake, which he's got to learn from. It's not a bad person who's made a bad mistake. Now, if it was that, we'd really strongly have to reassess, but it wasn't the case at all.
Does it mean anything for him when it comes to the club, or is it just clean slate in terms of punishment from the club point of view, or was it clean slate again?
Oh, listen, our club is now the new reset Carlton, and it's strong on education and learning, so we're going to really continue to educate him. And the other thing is, we've got some good leaders there, Mark Murphy, Bryce Gibbs, Simo. He's going to be able to learn from those boys as well, so it's going to be ongoing education.
Three key position players for those top four picks, was that a focus going in?
Yeah, a real focus, Jules. Stephen Silvani's team's done a fantastic job because we've now got the nucleus of a spine to build with in the future. So, yeah, we're wrapped with that. But we do know it's a big jump from TAC to AFL, and it's going to take some time. But we need them to really roll their sleeves up and invest in our footy club now.